This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We know that rookie minicamp is already wrapped up and everything, but we'll have OTAs and we'll have training camp before we know it. And
I saw Rice out at the track this weekend, even though Drew wasn't.
Rasheed Rice was out at Kansas Speedway with Brett Veach, and I think Andy Reid was there, if I'm not mistaken.
You could have been in an elevator with Brett Veach again, Drew. Yeah, you missed your opportunity.
I could have.
Could have found out, although it's too late in the offseason.
Said, hey, is Rasheed getting suspended, Brett? Just asking while we're on the elevator together. Yeah, he's also here. You could have asked questions.
Still don't know. Still nothing on that, by the way. Nothing.
It's May 12th.
I don't think he would know in May. I think they're going to do it before the season.
We will not know. I don't think. Our first show in St. Joe, I bet you we don't have an answer then about potential suspension or not.
What are we going to know about first? If Rasheed Rice is just news about a suspension, either he's not getting suspended, he's getting suspended in the length.
Okay.
Or where the stadiums are going. A stadium. I don't even care about both.
Stadium.
One stadium is going.
One of the stadiums.
Okay.
But that's, I had to think about it for a second.
I had to think about it for a second.
Thinking of him, though, where's the offense? Who's the offense running through? Last year, it was not supposed to be Travis Kelce until Rasheed Rice was out in that Chargers game, unfortunately, in week 4. It was very clear that the offense was meant to run through Rice for the first part of the season, and it was supposed to be the whole season. Then he gets hurt, and then they had a pivot, and then clearly, they were asking Travis Kelce to do too much. That's where, in a weird way, Kelce could look better this year, even though they're asking him to do less. So, is it going to run through Rice? Yeah, because that was they've told us.
He's coming off a major injury.
He is definitely coming off a knee injury. What's, to me, clear from the Chiefs, now it doesn't mean it's going to work, but they have said, we're running back the offense for the most part. We felt we had the personnel to be much better, but injuries really took us off course. And because of that, I assume, frankly, that the offense at the beginning of the season is going to be intended to run through Rasheed Rice.
I'm curious. The reason why I like this question is, and I don't think your assumption's bad, but it's right, probably in a lot of ways. The interesting thing about this to me is your three options are, in my opinion, Rice, Kelce, and then to a lesser extent, but I don't want to leave out of this conversation, Xavier Worthy. And so the reason why is Rice is coming off the major injury, looked to be the number one guy last year, but was not, so we don't ever have any like full proof that was going to be the case for all 17 games or whatever. It did appear that it was headed that way.
First month, totally agree. Basically, yeah.
No doubt. Travis Kelce, who it's run through for, I don't know, 7 of the last 10 years, with the other 3 being Tyreek Hill, depending on the year, and then Xavier Worthy, who it definitely ran through gold, I would argue, the last 6 weeks of the season, including the playoffs.
Yep.
So those are my choices. If you made me guess today, the answer is probably Rasheed Rice. But there is part of me that if I had to choose a second person, I'd actually choose Xavier Worthy, not Travis Kelce. I think it is time to scale back what him first, then we feed everyone after. I think that part has already kind of settled. And if Rice is coming off a major injury, Worthy established himself as a major target. All it takes is a couple of deep throws and a few things in there. The only part that makes it challenging for Worthy is he's probably not going to be the target monster that either of those two guys are. And so can it really run through you if Rashee Rice gets 110 targets and Travis Kelce gets 99 targets and you get 80? And the answer is only probably if you get the deep ball, right? So we just assume Rashee Rice back in the lead role, huh? I mean, it's, I don't think it's out of the question. Because I mean, I obviously think that's the favorite.
Because if he gets suspended, I think it's six games or less. And so, you know, it's not, it wouldn't be enough of a suspension where I think they would change their entire plan. Like, it has always been discussed as a potential six game suspension. And now, as time has gone on, it could be even less.
Yeah.
Could be even less than that. Now, I did see Mike Clay, who works over at ESPN. He does projections. So that's all these
fantasy
are.
Fantasy projections, like stats?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he, over the weekend, put out his updated Chiefs projections. So for wide receiver, here's his projection for the wide receiver room. Receiving yards. Do you guys care to guess who he has with as the leading receiver?
We
were just talking about
Rice?
Yeah. Okay. Rashee Rice.
I guess.
85 catches for 959 and 6 touchdowns.
I'd have to guess Kelce second if you just made me handicap it, but he might have said Worthy.
He has Xavier Worthy, 70 catches, 927, so not far off, 7 touchdowns. Then Travis Kelce, 74 catches, 726 yards, and 5 touchdowns. So he'd be the third leading receiver on the team. Fourth leading would be Hollywood Brown, 669 and 4 touchdowns. And then after that, it's a huge drop off, obviously.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Shockingly, Justin Ross, third string tight ends, not going to save the day.
Jared Wiley wasn't super high. Noah Gray.
Noah Gray might be 304 projection.
Was Bringing Stool in there at all by chance? The guy from Clemson.
Bringing Stool.
Robert Tonyan made the list before he did.
Am I wrong? Is that way short on Noah Gray? Didn't he have more than that last year?
He had more than 300 last year, but that I think that goes back to
a lot of mouths to feed,
If the offense runs through Rashee Rice or Xavier Worthy, I think in a way Kelce can look even better this year, even if the numbers are just because they're
more
not
effective.
Correct.
Every time he catches, the yards it per looks
catch,
better.
Yards per catch could be back up from where it was a career low, I think, last year.
It was.
You know, that's where it can be at. As far as the actual projection, like I think Rashee Rice or Worthy, one of them's having 1,000 yards, and the projection's about 70 yards off of that for Worthy and 40 yards off of that for Rice.
But that's where, his projections are kind of back to my point that, like, if you made me choose a second person that the offense is running through, I would choose Worthy, not Kelce. And again, that's not a knock on Kelce. It's just the way I think they want to fundamentally operate on offense. The only question I have about Worthy is the targets. Can he get enough targets for it to run through him, you know? That's a challenge.
They had, in this projection, Mike Clay did, Worthy with the second most targets on the entire offense. 107 to get him 927. I don't either.
There's no universe.
They had Rice with 112 targets, and then they had Travis Kelce still with 101 targets. I think that
so they think it's just a three-headed monster, and they just attack all three guys.
I think Kelsey's going to be in the 90s on targets this year. Worthy at 107. I mean, look, if that happens, that means the deep
Devonta
ball.
Smith didn't even have that.
You mean that means the deep ball is absolutely insane again. Absolutely insane.
Are they
again
accounting for Rashee Rice's suspension? Is that where
this has so good point. So this projection has Rice playing 14 games, and that's how they get to 959.
So they think it's running through Rashee
Rice.
They
have Worthy only playing in 15 just because injuries and bleep happens, right?
Okay.
They have Hollywood Brown playing in 15. They have Kelce. They have everybody playing in 15. The only this is so weird. I don't know why, and I'm
just
sure
project a full season.
I'm sure Mike Clay can give me a reason. He only has Mahomes projected to play 15 games. He only has Pacheco, Hunt, and Mitchell 14. He has Kelce to play in 15. The only player that he has projected to play in all 17 games is
Creed Humphrey.
Wow. The long snapper.
Skill position.
James Winchester. Okay. Oh,
skill position. Carson Steele. I don't know why. Out of his chart.
To play?
In all 17.
He just
17.
Figures if they get into week 18 that he'll still be
Mahomes
on the
field, is sitting out two games. We can get maybe tomorrow we'll do Mahomes projections because I think the numbers seem. He has Mahomes less than 4,000 yards, 27 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
So here's what I would say about the way the Chiefs offense work, because I was just curious how close they are. In his defense, A.J. Brown, who we agree is who the offense ran through last year for the Philadelphia Eagles, he had 97 targets. They pass way less than Kansas City.
Sure, they got Saquon and Jalen Hurts.
So all these numbers would be juiced up a little bit. But Devonta Smith was only 8 targets short of that at 89.
Okay.
So like before, like my initial instinct is Worthy won't get targets close to that as Rashee Rice. But A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith are about the same. They played the identical number of games at 13 games apiece.
Yeah.
And they were pretty much targeted an identical number. And so, like, it might be that, like, this whole conversation is funny. Who the offense runs through might actually be what his stats are. And instead, it's just this triumvirate of players all kind of getting an equal share.
One of the questions he asked was, like, too many mouths to feed a wide receiver. I don't ever believe that that's the case in an Andy Reid offense. There's never too many people to, Now, if you're wondering, the rookie Jalen Royals, they projected in this one, 11 targets all year for 78 yards. That seems very low.
Yeah, but at the same time.
11 targets, though, Cody. Like, I'm not saying he's going to have 700 yards, but, like, 11 targets seems in 14 games, for whatever reason, they only haven't played in 14 games.
That's low, but he is behind, assuming no injury. He is behind at least 7 people in targets, at minimum,
sure.
I think.
But this goes back to where I think
including
Mahomes
guys like Noah Gray and...
And this is because I think his Mahomes projections are off. He has Mahomes throwing, 3,900 yards. I believe Mahomes will be over 4,000. I understand last year's numbers, but in 15 games, Mahomes to me is playing 16 games, not 15 games. So we're just a little different on the projections there from Mike Clay.
Carrington had a post last week on Twitter where you guys were going. I thought it was interesting. He asked if Jalen Royals was if you could turn Jalen Royals into D-Rob next season, 30 catches, 350
like
yards,
Rams D-Rob,
three touchdowns.
He just
said D-Rob. All right. 30 catches, 350, and 3 touchdowns. Are you doing it? Yes or
for
no?
For next year? That's not his career numbers, just for 1 year?
For this upcoming season. Yes. And I was like, I think that's a home run.
And to be clear, he's a third-round pick or fourth-round pick. I'd probably lock in D-Rob's career now. If you just told me that Jalen Royals turned into a 10-year NFL serviceable wide receiver, sure, that sounds fine. I mean, I would prefer the upside, but there are way worse careers to have than DeMarcus Robinson has been in the league for 9 years.
Yeah, no, I career-wise is one thing. I mean, but just for next year, 100% I would lock in. What was the number? 300.
That's funny. What he had last year. He had 350. 30. Last year he had 31 catches for 500 yards and 7 touchdowns. The year before that, he had 26 for 371 and 4. So averaged out over the last 2 years,
That's
range.
Probably how he got to the number. No, I would sign up for that immediately. I just think the projections are
too low.
The projections are fun to look at. I also think the projections and the numbers are all screwed up because he doesn't have anybody playing in more than 15 games. I mean, I understand somebody's going to get hurt, but the entire Chiefs wide receiver room, in back-to-back seasons, we think that they're all playing 14 games. I understand last year Rice missed a chunk and so did Brown, but I just... Mahomes only playing in 15.
What I also don't get is
maybe 16.
Carson.
They don't need
week. How is Carson still playing in all the games when he might be running back 5 on the depth chart?
100%
special
with you.
Team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.